Morning. Key West City Manager Jim Scholl has released copies of a letter he received back in October detailing limitations on his involvement in issues between the city and the Navy. Scholl, who retired as commanding officer of NAS Key West and was later hired by the city, had requested advice from the Navy's legal department on how to deal with issues that involve both his current and his former employer. In the five-page letter, Scholl is told that under federal statute, he is prohibited for life from working on behalf of the city on a number of issues involving the Navy, including the 2007 ACUS and the Southern Street easement issue between the Navy and the city, as well as the Truman Annex property owners. Scholl revealed that he had received that letter back last month on U.S. One Radio's Cruisin' with Cruisin' program.
I have a five-page letter from the Navy and an ethics counselor, an attorney that specializes in ethics that has certainly advised me on what I can and can't speak about and have any action on. So the settlement that the city has with Tampoa, I had no input on at all and had to recuse myself from any input on that. So I can't get involved in things over which that I had authority as a federal government member of the Department of Defense.
The ethics letter was released following extensive public information requests by local activist Paul Caruso, who maintains the website StopThePlanes.com. In that letter, Scholl is also prohibited from involvement in issues relating to joint use of the Boca Chica airfield, the cruise ship leases at the Outer Mole, housing at Sigsby, base realignment at Truman Annex as well. The letter also advises Scholl to use extreme caution when making public statements relating to the ACUS issues. Scholl is told that violation of these statutes is a criminal matter, punishable by fines and imprisonment. Scholl received that letter in October of last year during his probationary period as city manager. When Scholl was hired, several city commissioners commented that his connections with the Navy would be advantageous for the city.